Thank you, Jim. My sermon this morning is upon the text that you read from the scripture earlier. And a lot of it is summarized on the back of your bulletin, actually, in case you want to refresh your memory. Jesus concludes this section of his story by saying, "So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." Prayer changes things, as our bulletin this morning suggests. This sermon is the topic of Jesus' message here is also about persistence, and I just wanted to say a little joke about the persistence that my persistent daughter Linda, who has just returned from 2 years of teaching in Karachi with her husband, 3 years of teaching with her husband Denny McCarthy. Linda and I are what you might call persistent techie nerds. We spent 3 hours yesterday morning arranging the new computers, the middle computers, and the old computers with the church system. And actually this morning we spent about an hour with a techie hookup for the audio for the young girls who were singing. We're having a very ecumenical and eclectic service this morning with the new music which they sang and some old music we will sing later in hymns. So, hoping everything goes well together, Marv is going to turn down the lights as we put the slides up. I'd like to tell you the story of a United Church of an important person in the United Church of Christ history by the name of Pauline King, who was an extremely persistent person in her time. She had heard of a hospital in South India that needed a nurse. She did not go on bullock carts out from this hospital to the 40 villages around. She did have a jeep. But I wanted you to get you into the mood of this. And I will step down and know exactly what's happening up there. So one day she was going to her rounds, which involved providing prenatal assistance to families and giving inoculations and vaccines to children. Suddenly she saw on the side of a road, very similar to what you are seeing here, an abandoned baby near a tree. She stopped, carefully picked up the baby, took it to her home, hired another young nurse to take care of the baby. Later, she found another baby. And yet another. She took them to her home, and her friend nurses said, "Pauline, you can't keep doing this. There are just too many of them." So she thought about it herself, made a plan that when she returned to America on furlough, she would speak. She had been from Ohio, and she would speak to churches in Pennsylvania and Ohio to help her build a cottage in some land, agricultural land nearby there. So she built the first one, and then she had to build a second one and a third one, and eventually there were seven of these cottages, which she didn't like to be called an orphanage. She liked to be called a home, because then she searched around to find
some older women who in India, unfortunately, older women are just kind of abandoned. Can you see okay from there? But they have a tremendous amount of maternal feeling, and they came. And so she was able, after some time, with the help of the UCC Board of Global Ministries, to build not only this orphanage home, but a K through 12 school that is now called the King's School, and it feels like a big extended family. And she called the whole place the Family Village Farm, which now has 180 orphans and poor children like the ones we saw before, and 10 grannies living in each of those cottages, 10, one each in each of the cottages. My wife and I and Jan and Rick Bernstein visited there last year. And so that's the first story. I just have, this is a sermon of stories. Going on with another story of courage and persistence, the kind that Jesus was talking about. A woman was walking by a garbage pile in Vellore, the same town where this hospital is located, and heard a baby crying, and it was an abandoned one-month-old baby. She was stunned. There was a police station nearby, so she took it to the police station and asked them if they could find a place to take care of the baby. These dates, that was August of 2002 that happened. And these events are recorded in the police file that this chief of police here kept track of. He knew about Pauline King's orphanage, and he took the baby, the crying baby there, and knocked on their door. As he left, he suggested they name the baby Robert Clive, a little Indian baby in South India named Robert Clive, because that was the name of the police station. And this is Robert Clive at the age of 2. He was nurtured and fed by the grannies hired by Pauline King. He learned to make friends and live by the discipline and rules at the orphanage for all the children. There's a strong sense of discipline. I am an early riser, and I was doing video editing, and the kids would come and look over my shoulder at 5 in the morning. But at 6:30 every morning, they were out there sweeping outside their cottages every day. So Robert Clive studied with them, played with them, had daily morning devotions with them, and went to church with them on Sundays. Older ones were caring for the younger ones. They grew up just like brothers and sisters in one big extended family. There's a church in Center Valley, Pennsylvania, that has been supporting Robert Clive for the past 17 years. And this is what Robert Clive looked like last February. He's now 17 years old and making plans for his future. And this is Robert playing in the school band last year. Now, a final true story from the Family Village Farm about asking, searching, and knocking. This is the story of an orphan named Satish Srinivasan. Our interim president at MSU was named Satish. And Srinivasan is a common name in South India. There's a PBS reporter who has that name as well, Hari Srinivasan. Anyway, this is Satish Srinivasan's name. He was brought to the orphanage when he was 6 months old, and this is how he looked. This was him at the age of 3. He needed food, nurture, friendship, and educational needs. Luckily, the staff at the Family Village Farm had already been asking, seeking, and knocking on behalf of the children, both in India and the USA, for these orphan kids. Next one. So he slept on the floor just like all the other kids do. Played with them and helped carry things and become good friends with his brothers and sisters there. He learned to cooperate with his, washed his own laundry on Saturdays along with the other. And this is the couple from Connecticut that I just wanted to say a word about. They have sponsored him for more than 20 years, and they have passed away now. But I'll continue the story of Satish. Satish was a bright young fellow. And one of the teachers there at the school, at the King's School, suggested that he go on to graduate school in biochemistry. He did so well. Next. He got a scholarship to an Indian medical institution to get a master's in genetics, and then some years later, he received a scholarship to attend the University of Miami Medical School in Florida. Imagine the pride that family would have felt if they had been alive to see him come to the States for that degree, which was a PhD. Last May, as a 31-year-old, he graduated from the University of Miami with a PhD in genomic sciences, which is the sequencing of genes. He is now working with an American mentor to develop a potential new treatment for breast cancer and earning annually in the order of 100, over six figures. I received a quote from Satish because I wrote and asked him to just say something. And this is what he wrote. I am very fortunate to have received the care and nurture of the Family Village Farm. They provided for my food, shelter, education, and guidance through my early years. My financial sponsor throughout the past 20 years has been two members of the United Church of Christ in Connecticut. The encouragement from teachers and staff have enabled me to achieve success in high school and college. I am inspired by the actions of my sponsors to contribute to the growth of children and their higher education in the future, and I'm sure you will be a solid contributor to the Family Farm Village in years to come. This is the small staff that's at the orphanage. There's a larger staff in the King's School, which is just a quarter of a mile away from here. So I will conclude with this. Jesus told the story of a friend who knocks at midnight and how he might be treated by his neighbor. And he concluded by saying, "Ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you, for everyone who receives, asks will receive, and everyone who seeks will find, and everyone who knocks on the door will be opened." Our congregation at Edgewood here has been hearing that knock for some couple of years anyway, and a few of our members, about 8 or 10 of them, annually sponsor 6 children and 2 grannies at the Family Village Farm. And in the final video, which I hope we can get to work, you will see the children singing their dinner song before a meal, and you will see a few of those faces of children whom some of you sponsor. Some of you sponsor. Yeah, go ahead. There is a small display of the family village farm on a table in the social hall afterwards. Let us be in silence for a few minutes, for a minute.